Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. If you put that crowd around Jesus at the time of that exorcism today, you would probably hear something like the woman in that crowd crying out, "Blessed are those who have sanitizer, toilet paper, face masks, rubber gloves, and a safe space around them." And Jesus would respond, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of the Lord, the word of God, and keep it. For while those earthly things may be prudent and helpful, they cannot compare to the blessing of Jesus' word, the word that is declared to you today." Our fathers in the faith, those faithful who came before us long ago up until not so long ago, they declared that times of national emergency, times of pestilence, that these are times when God's wrath is visiting a land in order that it would repent. Our Lord, our loving Lord, has seen fit to increase our Lenten piety by giving us no shortage of matters to pray for, no shortage of love for our neighbor to show, and no shortage of trials to exercise our faith in Christ. He has sent much into our lives in the past few weeks to both point out our idolatries, but also to draw us to Him. The first commandment tells us that we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. What we fear then, what we love, and what we trust in then can all be idols if we fear, love, or trust in them more than we do in God. God is teaching us through chastisement. In a way, He is using this earth to kill our idols. Love the world? Look how quickly it can change. Who doesn't change? Jesus never changes. Love money? Did you lose money this week? You didn't lose your Lord. Might a family member get sick or even die? Yes, that can indeed happen. But Christ has promised that in Him, death is not the end the world is so panicked about. Could your political party fix this mess? No, because they don't have the power they pretend to have. The ascended Jesus, however, does. Was your travel, your work, maybe schools or your sports canceled? Maybe. But can this virus cancel God's love for you in Christ? No way. Instead of worry, let us in repentance call upon our God. Instead of complaint, let us in repentance praise Him who has redeemed us. Instead of fear of this world and the matters that are in it, let us fear God instead and return to Him, confessing our sins and trusting in Christ for the forgiveness of those sins. Instead of mourning the lifestyle that has changed, let us embrace the life of a Christian, being a living sacrifice by having faith towards our God and showing love toward our neighbor. Christians, if God sees fit to have this in our land, then take it for what God intends it, a calling back to faith in Him, of living for Him in loving service for each other. That this is a day for repentance. It is a day for forgiveness and life. It is a day for hearing the blessed words of Jesus, a day for putting the idols that the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh want us to worship, putting that aside, to let them drown and die with all sins and evil desires. That the root cause of disease, all disease, goes back to original sin. That Christ our Lord has provided the cure for sin, the medicine of immortality, the fix for everything that ails you, and he's done so by his life, death, and resurrection, and he has delivered to that each one of you, he's delivered that to you in your baptism. He has given it to you over and over again in his word. He has fed you and sustained you through his supper. These are his chosen means to fix what is rotting within you. And it is his way of giving you what you need to endure the world that is rotting all around you. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus teaches us that the wicked generation will be the one who wants to say that Jesus is in league with the devil. They demand signs, but they didn't believe in Jesus, and according to Jesus, they wouldn't believe. That his words have been misused for political means, which is nothing new. Politicians always play to a crowd. But Jesus rebukes the crowd. He warns them. He speaks of his great power, his great authority over all things, no matter how strong they seem. He teaches them about his power over the devil. This is no more evident than in what we will celebrate in just a few weeks, Easter, the resurrection of our Lord. That the devil would have thought that he was secure after killing Jesus, but Jesus teaches him otherwise, and his victory over the devil is meant to give all of us eternal comfort in the face of all the lies, all the worries, all the anxieties that the devil tries to put before us, even by death, by pestilence or plague. That by this gospel lesson, Jesus teaches us about his victory for our sake and his casting out of the devil as our master, and this also how to find ourselves in a worse position than we were at first by failing to continue to hear the word of God and keep it. That is, by not believing it anymore. Not guarding it as the treasure it is, not cherishing it as the gift from God that it is. This is the temptation put before you this week and in the weeks to come. No, I'm not talking directly about church attendance, but it could relate. That when God says that he cares for you and has everything working together for your good, do you trust that? If so, then he has cleaned your house and set things in order. And when you forsake that word of Christ, you open the way for demons, for worries, for anxieties, and all sorts of idolatries to re-enter, along with their even worse friends of unbelief and despair, to reside within the Christians. So Christians, take heed. The situation of the world all around you is either cause to repent or it is going to be cause for you to become worse off than you were before it. Instead, holding on to the word, the words of grace and mercy and forgiveness and comfort and resurrection and eternal glory, that we can thus trust in Jesus, who's ascended on high, seated at the right hand of the Father, using all of his divine power and authority to rule and reign over everything, every single thing. To this ascended Christ, there is no such thing as a crisis. To his own, who have been shown his love by the shedding of his blood, this is the mind we should have, that Jesus has so cared for us as to die for us, that same Jesus is now taking care of us. That just as he has for all the past years of our life, he continues today and he will in the weeks to come. And your chief need, the one thing you need in this life, is that His forgiveness has reached your ears. And the Holy Spirit has made those ears wide open to receive that forgiving word in your heart by faith, where indeed our holy God has taken up residence. That there is not room there for demons or their friends. That there is no room there for the cares and the worries of pagans who cannot fathom a life everlasting. There is no room there for death to be the end, but only death to serve as a gateway to eternal life. That from this Christian heart, filled with faith and trust in Jesus, God grant you the love that only He can provide. Love which has been shown for you in Christ crucified. Love which was given to you when you were baptized, when you began hearing the Word of God, and love which has fed and nourished you up to this very moment. That love is meant to flow through you and onto your neighbor. That this is a great time for confessing the hope that we have in us, the hope of the life to come. And it's a great time to show love to our neighbors, especially those in this congregation. As the things of this world are canceled or taken from you, fix your mind on the world to come. And Jesus, who has made such a future that is life everlasting, eternity with Him, the Lamb of God in heaven, He has made this happen. And He's made this future your own possession. And fix your eyes then on those whom your Lord desires that you care for. Instead of being distracted by things which so quickly fade away, may you find time in the Word, time loving others according to your callings in the home, in the church, and in our community. With the world shutting down, these things can naturally have more of our time and energy. God grant us steadfast faith, hope that does not and never disappoints, and love that never grows cold. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord.